You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, Paul.
How are those landings going?
Beautifully.
You feel more comfortable?
I can do it with my eyes closed.
I'm going to test you on that.
Never mind.
Well, guys, if you ever tried landing with your eyes closed and it didn't go well, you've got to check out the guys at unmannedsas.com/droneu. It's simple. You send in your drone for $29.95, and they're going to diagnose the drone and tell you what's wrong with it. Even better, if you elect to get the drone fixed with them, guess what? They're going to give you $20 of the $29.95 right back into the repair. So make sure you take very special care of your drone. And if you don't, go to unmannedsas.com/droneu. Well, guys, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Rob. I mean, Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And we are glad that you're here with us today. We are excited to get to this question. Another good one.
That's what she said.
Okay. I don't know. And by the way, guys, if you have a question, we know you do, because everybody does. Even Paul has questions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Go to AskDroneU.com.
How long should I grow my hair?
I'm not sure what the FAA would say about that, unless it grew over your eyes.
And then actually used to have hair that went over my eyes.
Really? I had a mullet.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm kidding.
I think I've been insulted.
It actually kind of does surprise me. I think I've been insulted. Oh, man. All right, Rob. Before we make these speakers cry along with the listeners, let's get to that question.
Yes, my name is Steve, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My question is, how do I become an advocate and a spokesperson for drones in my community? I want to be able to... I guess, be the point person for people who have questions or raise issues or that type of thing about drones. And I'd like some guidance on where to start, you know, to become that. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys, I just want to say, go listen to the Tom Kilpatrick episode, or Kilpatrick, Tom Kilpatrick episode, who's from Oklahoma City. And tell me his voice doesn't sound like that voice. Even though that guy says his name is Steve, I would bet money that's Tom being like, oh, I need to ask this question so people will hear it.
Hmm.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Oh.
And if you want to do that, do it.
Sure.
Because we don't care.
No, so, I appreciate it, actually.
We do. All right. First things first. In order to be an advocate in your industry, people have to know you're in the industry. So networking is key. Network with the legislators, the lawmakers. Find out if there are any bills concerning drones and privacy. Next thing you've got to do is educate yourself. Now, this is something that we're working on. Vic Moss wrote an article that we're actually dissecting right now and putting into a one-page document. That way you have the resources you need to be an advocate in your industry. So what are the things that you need to know? First of all, the federal preemption. The fact that counties and states do not control the airspace. The second thing you're going to need is to print out the Cosby versus U.S. case to go over existing privacy law, because a lot of people are really focused on privacy and they don't understand that you guys, as far as privacy goes, you have a reasonable right to privacy, but other than when you're in your house, your rights to privacy are non-existent, pretty much.
Yeah, they all but go away.
The way that I was told by a security expert one time is you get ready in your house to go outside, you put clothes on, you are...
Hopefully,
Rob. Oh, gosh, man, that will spiral downhill quick.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway, you're getting ready to present yourself in a certain way, right? So you aren't expecting privacy the minute you walk out the door. That's how a lot of legislators with existing law in the United States see it as well. It's called the Reasonable Right to Privacy Clause. So make sure you research that. Make sure you understand the preemption, the federal preemption. Vic Moss has an article, which I will make sure to have you or Vic or someone put the link in the show notes.
Okay.
And it is going to systematically go through what you should know, links to that information, links to show them. But guys, beyond just being an industry advocate, people have to know that you're available. I mean, even with me, being as big as DroneU is, it was still like I had to reach out to the New Mexico legislator. I will never forget his name because he had two of them, Senator Ortiz Irpino.
Ortiz Irpino. That's
that means Ortiz
a legislator
and Pino.
From New Mexico.
Yeah, shocker, right?
So I actually
only
wanna...
in New Mexico do senators have two names.
No, I love it. So you say network with legislators, and I think a lot of people are out there saying, okay, that sounds really good, but it also sounds a little idealistic. What do? Go to their meetings? How do I
if
do
there,
that?
If there are open hearings on the legislation concerning drones, you've got to go to those. But reach out to senators or congressmen, whatever they are in your state. You could also be in parishes instead of counties, whatever it is. The whole idea is to reach out to them. Make sure that it's known. And you have to be nice about it. You can't be a d-. You know, you've got to be really, you know, understanding that new laws are coming up, new proposals are coming up. You would like to be aware of those as a concerned citizen. You own a drone business. You understand people's concerns with privacy. You understand people's concerns with these issues. But there are federal rules on the books, and cities and states should be aware of those rules and how federal preemption works and who controls the airspace, because...
Ooh, making me tired. Okay, so...
Makes me tired, too.
What about FISDO and getting connected to those folks? Because
that wouldn't help you at all.
Why not?
Because
I don't agree.
Okay, here's how I would try to explain it. Most of these legislators are not aviation people. Only aviation people really even know that.
I'm separating it from the legislators. I mean, the legislators is one part of being an advocate in your community. If you're talking about laws. But just in terms of being the go-to person that he mentioned he wants to be, I think you need to be connected to everybody who has some connection to aviation, the drone world in your community. And a lot of people might go through FISDO and even look for people to fly with or look for people to learn from, that kind of thing. That's why I say FISDO.
No, I think you make a valid point. I think you make a good point, although I question the plausibility in whether a legislator having these drone issues would reach out to something like FISDO, because most people...
I'm not talking about legislation. The legislators. I'm talking about Joe Schmo, who's looking for a person to plug in with to go do some work on behalf of the industry, et cetera. So not the legislator themselves.
I would say check out the Ask DroneU podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I think joining up with FISDO would be good. But, you know, I would warn a lot of you guys out there that oftentimes I have to go and educate my own FISDO.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that nefariously. I'm not trying to say it to be a smart booty.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Rob. I know kids watch this show. So. Yeah,
yes, they do.
So that being said, that you may have to go in there educated if you want to be an industry advocate. So this goes back to the very beginning, being educated on privacy, being educated on federal law, being educated on federal preemption, being educated on, I mean, even just the other day, New Mexico tried passing a law that completely went against federal law. And this federal district judge just walked in the public hearing and he's like, you can't do this. Federal law preempts this. Here you go. Dropped the law and left.
Like the mic drop thing?
Yeah. And I love that, because oftentimes these local legislators just think that they can do anything, that they can write any
right.
rule. And if it were me, I'd like to smack them with the paperwork, because that'd be a little bit more dramatic and funny. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, I just don't like – I don't like the idea that people are entitled to think that they can make rules against others in society because they hold that position. I think that's one of the fundamental problems of politics in America.
Yeah, so, and they are there representing their constituents, not necessarily
their business interests.
Well, certainly not, or even necessarily their own personal ideas, although obviously that plays into it. What about just local meetup groups and things like that?
I think that's great. I think having a local meetup group is cool. You know, the whole, what was it, International Drone Day thing was big 2-3 years ago, but kind of fizzled out last year. So mm-hmm. not sure how big it's going to be this year. But that being said, to have local meetups is really important. You know, New Mexico has its own local group, the Southwest Pod Racers, who's mostly an FPV-based group, but they have a lot of guys like me on there, too, who kind of just check stuff out.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. Again, people have to know if you're an industry advocate. You've got to put it out there. You got to put it out on LinkedIn. You got to put it out on Facebook. Reach out to local papers. You know, if you want to react to a story before some Joe Blow noob who just bought their drone at Best Buy, you've got to tell the papers that you're an expert, and you can do that. That's the great thing, is that these news agencies, they all have experts they go to when they talk about certain things. So, for example, whenever Channel 7 has a drone story, they always come here because I signed us up as the experts.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's kind of one of the points I wanted to get to, and you took us to it in a nice way. It is a lot more than just about your legislators, because as it relates to the drone industry here in New Mexico, a lot of people will come to Drone U and Paul, and that's not because you've met with a legislator. That's because people know you, because you're in the community, and when there's an event that has anything to do with drones, you're near it. You've talked to the media, yeah, which you just mentioned. Of course, in New Mexico, we have a really nice movie presence and movies and TV shows and filmed here. So you've plugged into those groups and the people that do that stuff. And so as a result of all that grassroots stuff that you've done, essentially, now people know to come here to Drone U.
Yeah.
As a result of all that work.
Yep.
So that's the point I wanted to make, which could include FISDO or not. Throw them in there. That's up to you. But it's all that sort of even ancillary work where you're just in the community talking to people, and now people know that's what you do, and you're the go-to person.
Succinctly said.
Right? So anybody can do that.
Pretty much.
But it's not easy.
Nope.
But Steve.
It's going to take a lot of emotional intelligence.
Or
Steve,
Tom.
Steve, a.k.a. Tom.
I believe that you're Steve, but whatever.
I believe that you're Tom.
Anyway,
this is going to turn out to be like a Mitch Duncan Scorsese thing here.
Oh, no, please not. I'm still a little bit confused about that.
Inside joke, one of our Drone U members has a different name on Facebook for pretty much the same reason that I have a different last name on Facebook. Even though it's my middle name, it's still my name. It's an inside running joke because his name is Mitch, but he goes as Duncan. But now everyone knows his secret.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, as of now.
I didn't spell it.
Is it like the donut? As of now, yes. We don't know what his name on Facebook is. He probably just changed it.
He probably did. He probably works for the CIA too.
Probably we're toast. Here comes that
Bye.
Audit.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.